Happy to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. We're zeroing in today to begin our program on Parkinson's disease and some events that are coming up next week, actually, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I believe, as well, that will highlight the disease itself, have some fundraising associated with it. We thought it'd be a great time to invite three guests to visit with you about Parkinson's disease and about these events, because you may want to participate in them. Davis Finney, one of our guests today, is former professional cyclist who's one of three Americans to have won multiple stages of the Tour de France. He was diagnosed with young-onset Parkinson's disease in 2001 at the age of 40 and is the founder of the Davis Finney Foundation. He's with us by phone today. Davis, hi. Thank you for taking time to be with us. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Larry. Good to be on the program.
Another guest I have with me in the studio, Dr. Michelle Chuchi, is a speech pathologist, postdoctoral fellow researching Parkinson's disease, and is vice president of the Wisconsin chapter of the American Parkinson Disease Association. She has specialized particularly in voice and swallowing, and so we're really pleased to have her with us today. And if you have some questions in that area, I certainly hope you'll join in. And Dr. Michelle Chuchi, welcome. And it'll be better when I turn your microphone on. Now we've got it. Thanks very much for being with us today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Also with us today, Amanda White, director of the Madison office of the Wisconsin Bike Federation. And Amanda, pleased to have you here as well.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to start with Dr. Chuchi and maybe just kind of to set the stage here, talk a little bit about Parkinson's disease. Can you tell us about the disease a bit?
Sure. Parkinson's disease is a neurodegenerative disorder. It has an average age onset of about 60 years, but as we'll be talking about a little bit today, can actually happen earlier. It's primarily characterized as a movement disorder, but there's a lot of other associated signs and symptoms that go along with it. So the cardinal signs of Parkinson's disease that lead to a diagnosis are slowness of movement, postural instability, perhaps a tremor. But we also know that Parkinson's disease affects voice, swallowing, your ability to walk, balance. It can affect cognition and mood, and as it's a progressive disease, so it gets worse over time. The main pathology is the degeneration of dopaminergic cells that live in a part of the brain called the substantia nigra and project to other areas in the basal ganglia. But it's a little bit more complex than that as well.
And we're working on, obviously, trying to work on cures and stuff, but there really is, my understanding, there's no known cure for it at the present.
Sure, not yet. There's a lot of research going into cellular and molecular processes that might contribute or cause the disease. But a lot of our research is also focused on helping the signs and symptoms. And I think today we'll especially focus on exercise as a treatment for Parkinson's disease that has some real therapeutic benefit and can help for now until we actually find a cure.
And I think when we think about exercise, biking, and it's darn good exercise, and Amanda White, that may have brought the Wisconsin Bike Federation perhaps into this whole effort.
Yes, absolutely. Biking is an excellent way to get outside, burn calories, stretch your muscles, and also have fun at the same time. So it's a great way to get out and work your muscles.
And you're going to be, the Federation itself is going to talk about the events that are coming up that that you are connected with relating to this.
Sure. The Bike Fed is working with Saras Cycling Group to have our largest fundraiser of the year happening next Friday, October 9th. It'll be an evening of fun food and fundraising to support the Bicycle Federation of Wisconsin. We'll have a live auction, silent auction with lots of really cool bike stuff. We'll also have some excellent cycling guests, including Taylor Finney, Davis's son.
Mm-hmm. And Davis Finney, you were diagnosed. This must have come as a huge surprise, shock. Somebody is fit and so forth.
Well, yeah, you know, as Dr. Chuchi alluded, it's a degenerative disorder, Parkinson's, and so it's not like one day you wake up and you feel really badly and you go to your doctor and you say, geez, what's wrong with me? And they come back with a Parkinson's diagnosis. I had a slow degeneration over almost 10 years before I was diagnosed. now that I understand my own symptoms better. But it was the case where I waited a long time and was in some sense in denial of my symptoms and actually had a visible tremor before I even went to my neurologist, which that was what spurred me to finally get off the couch, so to speak, and go see my doctor. Maybe too typical of a guy's response to
that. And well, I don't know, Dr. Chuchi, is that have you seen that kind of response before in your experience?
Yeah, that sounds like a typical story. In hindsight, people can go back and track the onset of their Parkinson's symptoms to sometimes 10 or 20 years before they actually get a diagnosis. So it's insidious and things change subtly. And as Davis alluded to, you don't necessarily want to focus on that or pay attention to that. Some of the things that you can look for, though, are changes perhaps in your voice or swallow, in your handwriting, sometimes just some slowness or some weakness in a limb. You know, you don't want to be paranoid and think something's wrong immediately, but you also want to pay attention to things like that, because by the time you get something like a tremor, it can be up to 80% of those dopaminergic neurons that have degenerated, and you really would want to begin intervention much, much earlier than that to get the full benefits of things like exercise and other kinds of neuroprotective therapeutic interventions. So it's important to actually pay attention to those things and get treated early on.
Yeah, and Davis, you started a foundation, the Davis Finney Foundation.
Correct. And you know, it's interesting, Larry, because when I first got into the business, so to speak, of having somewhat of a public name and posture on the planet, I was all about supporting, and I'm still in support of Michael J. Fox and what they're doing, or research that's directed almost singularly towards a cure.
Yes.
But as I live with the disease and as I went around and met more and more people living with the disease, what I really realized was, you know, you could recognize a lack of hopefulness in day-to-day living and a difficulty in day-to-day living. And so, you know, I thought about that. And the foundation now is really dedicated towards helping people improve their lives today living with the disease. You know, yes, we'd love to have a cure, but waiting for a cure is a form of stagnation in my view. And I wanted to encourage people to define what they could do and what was positive in their lives and really focus and enhance that and create, you know, what our little tagline, moments of victory. And as part of that, we've created a nationwide series of symposiums, which Saturday, November or October 10th, will be in South Milwaukee hosting a Victory Summit, which unfortunately is sold out, but we will have DVDs available. But it's a lot of the information of what Dr. Chuchi was discussing about how exercise can help and attitude and speech therapies and whatnot, and just trying to have people walk out the door with a sense of, geez, there is something I can do besides waiting for a cure.
Yeah. And I did go online to one of the websites, and I noted comments from past participants one of the summits, a previous summit, and people were really enthusiastic and felt very good about attending that summit.
Well, you know, Parkinson's, it's a very inhibiting disease. You tend to lose your function in stages, and you slowly withdraw. Classically, you withdraw from life and people. And yet, what we've seen is by providing these seminars, we've seen a massive interest in people still wanting to make the effort to get out of their house and to come and hopefully get some good answers to their daily life challenges, and that's really gratifying. But it certainly shows me that the Parkinson's population as a whole, my tribe, as I would describe us, is very motivated to get information and answers on living well today.
And your son is a big part of that summit.
Well, my son is his role is at the SARIS event. Mm-hmm. He'll be speaking, and he'll be joined by my wife, Connie Carpenter, who is an Olympic gold medalist, and my son was one of the youngest participants in Beijing last year at the Olympic Games, was the youngest for cycling. And so that'll be a special evening for them, and that's focused primarily on promoting cycling in Wisconsin, which is, you know, you all live in Wisconsin. It's got terrific roads and whatnot. I have a lot of race history there. But where I drag my son's growing fame into play is just to get him to help me promote Parkinson's awareness. And every time he's in the paper, generally they mention me and my Parkinson's. So he's unwittingly involved with that. But he also works with Lance Armstrong and is sponsored by Trek and Livestrong. And so his grandfather passed away from prostate cancer. And so he's at 19, he's already taken up multiple causes, and in my view is just doing wonderful things beyond what he's accomplishing on a bicycle.
Oh, man, it sounds like it. Amanda, is that gala open yet?
Or? Oh, yeah. We're still encouraging people to go to our website at www.bfw.org to sign up. Tickets are $45. Doors open at 6 o'clock at the Saris Cycling headquarters on Verona Road. And we're encouraging anybody who loves to do a bike commute or mountain bike or road bike to come on out, because it's going to be a lot of fun and a big bike celebration.
Absolutely. Well, we have lots of people online. And just in passing, Davis, you're absolutely right about Wisconsin as a great place to cycle. I've done the Grab Bar, so 500-miler, and that pretty much takes you across all of Wisconsin. And it really is a wonderful place to cycle.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the roads are pristine, and you can find so many untraveled by too much car traffic roads. And beyond what's going on Friday and Saturday, we also have a ride on Sunday, a ride and walk focused on raising funds towards Parkinson's awareness and research in Wisconsin, which is called Moving Forward, and that'll be in Waukesha. And you can get more information on my website about that, davisfinneyfoundation.org. But you get to ride if you feel like you're up to it. You can ride at the front with my son, ride in the middle with my wife, or be the sweep with me.
Oh, well, I tell you, we have lots of people waiting quite a while here, and I want to get some people on air. So let's go to Norma in Eagle River first. Norma, thank you for waiting. Hello.
Thank you for having me. Good morning. It just happens I'm waiting outside to go to an aerobics class. So I have Parkinson's. I've had it. Was diagnosed in the year 2000. Have had it for years prior to that. But I have young onset Parkinson's, just as Davis does. And we have a support group locally that we have meet once a month. And it's amazing how just being positive makes an impact on not only myself, but the people of the support group. There's so many people that aren't aware of Parkinson's, but the people that do have it need as much positive input as they can get. And it's just amazing how good this support group makes everyone feel. We have up to 50 members at this point, and it's amazing for a little town. But exercise, I agree with Davis, and I'm looking forward to his summit coming up. I do have reservations, which I'm thrilled about. But the impact of exercise for me is just incredible. I just recently joined two exercise groups, and I'm going to see myself. I'm doing a little test just to see how it does help me. But the biggest thing I deal with are the not so much the symptoms of Parkinson's, but the reactions of the medications that cause the dyskinesias and different things. You know, Parkinson's itself is not what you see in a lot of people. You know, Parkinson's is more or less movement. It just amazes me. I know there's not a cure, but I wish there were down the road. I also belong to Team Fox with Michael J. Fox and do fundraising. I paint and sell vases to raise money for Parkinson's, and I hope someday there will be a cure. But I just wanted to comment, you know, and just appreciate the fact that Davis is really positive on the exercise end of it, because I think we all need that for our mind and our bodies when we do have Parkinson's.
Yeah. Norma, thank you so much for calling. Davis, a comment from you?
Well, I would say that Norma is a great ambassador and spokesperson and example, someone who is really, really doing everything she can to live well with Parkinson's disease. And just to address her comment about the difficulty of managing the downside of the medicines, I can absolutely relate to that. And you know, in my case, and this is perhaps something that, Norma, you would want to look into, is I had a procedure called deep brain stimulation surgery about a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. and it's completely mitigated my my dyskinesia as well as my tremor, and I'm actually on no Parkinson's medicines whatsoever now, and you'll see me on Saturday, October 10th, and you know I speak fairly clearly and think relatively well and move fairly fluidly. And it's unfortunately it's not an answer for everyone who has Parkinson's disease, but for young onset especially, you might look into it.
Yeah, I've seen the positives and I shouldn't say negatives, but I have the other partner that does the support group with me also has the DBS, and I'm just not quite ready for that though. I know they're possibly coming out with a patch again. Or a type of patch, which I was told, I do go to Madison for my care, and I was told that the patch may be better for me if that ever comes back.
Yeah, maybe Dr. Chuchi could comment on that.
Sure. There has been a lot of success with deep brain stimulation surgery, but there are some downsides and some side effects, and it's not for everybody. But I would encourage people to talk to their movement disorders specialist, neurologist, about their candidacy for it. And, you know, they're developing different areas of the brain to stimulate and different stimulation parameters that will help address different kinds of signs and symptoms of Parkinson's disease. So it's definitely something worthwhile to look into.
Yeah. And voice and swallowing is something that you focus on. And voice and swallowing, that's something that is affected over time.
Sure, absolutely. It's one of those things that kind of goes by the wayside, I guess, when people complain about their symptoms. But as we know, talking on the radio, communication is vital to our humanity, and same thing with eating. And so it's really important that people pay attention to how their voice and swallowing change, and it's certainly going to get worse over time. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing that I wanted to emphasize today is to start seeking treatment early so that you can rescue the function that you have rather than waiting for it to diminish and be completely debilitating before you go and seek treatment. So look for things like a quiet voice, people having difficulty understanding you, a change in your eating habits, weight loss, any kind of gurgly voice, coughing and choking, or starting to not eat foods that you would normally eat because mm-hmm. it's difficult. Get that addressed right away. A speech-language pathologist who specializes in this can certainly address those problems immediately.
Talking about the events surrounding next weekend in Milwaukee, we have the Saras Bike Federation Gala on Friday, October 9th, the Davis Finney Victory Summit on Saturday, October 10th, and the Moving Forward Bike Ride and Walk coming up on Sunday, I believe, October 11th. And our three guests to talk about those events and to talk about Parkinson's, Davis Finney, and Dr. Michelle Chuchi and Amanda White of the Amanda's with the Wisconsin Bike Federation. Davis, of course, has the Davis Finney Foundation to address some aspects of Parkinson's. Give us a call with your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or email at talk@wpr.org. I'm Larry Mueller. Jim Packard, our producer, here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks for listening in as we talk with our three guests today, Davis Finney, Dr. Michelle Chuchi, and Amanda White, as we talk with them about Parkinson's and some events associated with Parkinson's. And I want to go back to Amanda just to make sure that I have my dates and locations and everything correct here. So let's start with that gala, that Saris Bike Federation gala on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. So lots of fun things happening this weekend. In Madison, the Saris gala to support the Bicycle Federation of Wisconsin will be held from 6 to 10 on Friday evening. Mm-hmm. And then in Milwaukee.
So that's here in Madison.
That's here in Madison. Mm-hmm. And then after you come to the gala, you need to hop the Badger bus or bike or drive over to Milwaukee for Saturday and Sunday events. Great events happening there with the Finney Foundation and the Victory Summit.
And a bike ride, I believe, as well there.
Mm-hmm. On Sunday, I believe.
All right. I want to make sure I had that straight. And is there one set website that has all that information?
I think it's both of our websites have the information.
Okay.
So you can go to the Bike Feds website or the Finney Foundation website.
And Finney, by the way, is spelled P-H-I-N-N-E-Y. So I believe that. Is that, did I get that right, Davis? Whoop.
Yeah, you did. Am I here?
Yeah, you're there. Sorry. Okay, good. Let's turn to Mike in Milwaukee next. Mike, hello to you.
I'm not sure, but I think Muhammad Ali has Parkinson's, and I'm wondering if his boxing triggered that, and if so, are contact sports more likely to produce per thousand people, you know, that kind of thing, mm-hmm. Parkinson's people? And also my second question is, instead of, you know, like biking and so on and so forth, mm-hmm. would slow motion exercise be more beneficial because it emphasizes balance and control, such as Tai Chi or something like that?
Okay, well, let's turn to Dr. Chuchi.
Sure. There are some instances where trauma can cause Parkinson's disease as well. So any kind of trauma to the head that affects the structures that are involved in, called the basal ganglia, that are involved in and Parkinson's disease can also be damaged by trauma, so that is a possibility, although most of the instances of Parkinson's disease are called idiopathic, meaning that it's within the individual by some neurodegeneration, and we're not quite sure what causes that yet, mm-hmm. but we think it's an interplay between genetics and environment. The second question is, you know, we're not quite sure exactly what type of exercise to do and how long to do it. There's a lot of questions that remain about the best kind of exercise to do, but we do think it's probably a combination of a lot of different things, cardiovascular, strength training, other exercises, slower ones like yoga or Tai Chi that might address some different kinds of movements, as well as targeted training or specific training for things like fine motor skills, speech and swallowing. And so exercise has a lot of different components to it, and researchers are still trying to figure out what the best thing is to do. My advice, not as a medical professional, but as a neuroscientist, would be to do as much exercise as you potentially can in all of those different areas to try and address your symptoms and find one that you really like to do.
Well, certainly biking is it's a great aerobic exercise, and for balance, I certainly a great exercise in that regard. Davis, what do you do for exercise?
Well, it's a great question, and I think that I would amplify what Dr. Chuchi said, that you should try to be diverse in your exercises, because the disease is attacking a lot of various symptoms, from your balance to your speech to your dexterity to your overall strength and fitness. And so, you know, yes, you should, if you can blend some amount of cardiovascular exercise with an exercise like Tai Chi is brilliant. I think I can't say enough about slow motion exercises for improving balance, but also for drawing you into yourself so that you're more self-aware. And self-awareness is very, very helpful with this disease. And again, trying to define living well with the disease, you have to understand what's going on in your own body. But with bicycling, you know, can be a challenge for people with PD, just because of the balance issues and because of the inability to just be able to maintain an upright stance. We have a number of people who we've come in contact with through the foundation who use three-wheel bikes, mm-hmm. and get around quite well with that. But it, you know, it depends on your motivation and your comfort level. I always say that something is better than nothing.
Yeah.
And you have to start somewhere. A lot of people don't have a background of exercise, and here they're looking at me and saying, well, there's no way I'm going to get up to you. Well, you don't have to. It's just a matter of doing something, you know. Try to force yourself to take the stairs instead of the escalator. I mean, anything is better than nothing.
Yeah.
Sure, and I'd like to reinforce what Davis is saying. There might be some people out there who are listening who might be in a wheelchair at this point or have limited mobility, but there are exercise classes and exercises specifically designed for people with Parkinson's disease, and where you are in your own ability, the exercises can be modified for you. And so just because you're in a wheelchair doesn't mean that you can't benefit from exercise.
Well, also, if you to enhance what was it Claire from Eagle River, what she was saying about the benefit of finding a group of people, finding your community where you don't have to feel like, oh, geez, I got to go to a health club and I'm dysfunctional and I'm uncomfortable and tremoring in public. Well, it's so welcoming to be in a group of people who get the disease.
Yeah. Yeah.
And are working together and are in an exercise class together. And so, again, that's what we're seeking as part of the summit, is to give people information on specific classes and physical therapists and personal trainers who have experience with Parkinson's in Wisconsin.
And if you are in Wisconsin, we do have a Wisconsin chapter of the American Parkinson Disease Association, and we have support groups. We're starting an exercise program, and we put out a resource book. We also have lots of events and activities for people with Parkinson disease. And so if you would like to get some information on that, you can go on the website, which is wichapterapda.org. And on this website, we have a list of our upcoming events, of our support groups, or you can also make a telephone call to our information and referral coordinator, Jessica Olenichik, and her telephone number is 608-229-7628.
608, what was that again?
229
7628.
So the Wisconsin chapter of the American Parkinson Disease Association also helps to support people locally with Parkinson disease, and you can get more information there.
Let's turn to Lou in Kenosha next. Lou, hello to you.
Hi, Larry. I am so happy that some inroads have been made into diagnosing the disease. It took 4 years for my husband to be diagnosed from 1979 to 1983. He exhibited first the weakness in the legs, the contraction of the muscles in the legs, and then he was treated for back pain. We're going to do back surgery. Maybe that'll make his back better. And we finally ended up with Dr. Thoralf Sundt at Mayo Clinic, who diagnosed it as Parkinson's after 4 years. So it was very slowly watching a former drill instructor in the Army go from that to, you know, kind of a shell, and very heartrending. But I think the part of it that was most frightening was when it started attacking his brain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just that lack of ability to communicate was pretty devastating. And I do have to say that he didn't have any trauma in his life, you know, like he was in a war, but not fighting in battle.
Yeah.
But my nephew fought in the Gulf War and was injured there and had early onset Parkinson's at about 38, at age 38, and he's living with it now. So I'll take any responses off the air, but it really is devastating. Mm-hmm. And it's particularly upsetting not to have a diagnosis, not to know what you're dealing with.
I thank you very much for calling, Lou. And there are a lot of issues that she raises here. And one that came to mind as I listened to her was not only the person who has Parkinson's, but the loved ones, the people who care, your friends and loved ones who care for you. And are there is there help for those folks as well? I'll turn first to Dr. Chuchi.
Absolutely. So there are caregiver support groups that go on in the community as well. And so no matter where you live, you could probably find one in the area. And then some organizations also provide respite care. So if you have a loved one with advanced Parkinson's disease and you're the primary caregiver for them, it's a lot of work and you need to take care of yourself as well. And so there are programs available in the community for respite care as well. And perhaps Davis wants to comment a little bit more about the impact on his friends and family of him having Parkinson's disease.
Well, there's no question that there's a significant impact, and I am very, very fortunate to have a supportive family, and my wife Connie first and foremost helps out tremendously. But that was very astute of you, Larry, to pick that up. That it's the caregiver that shoulders a lot of the responsibility, because when you're in a relationship with someone who's diagnosed with Parkinson's, you both are in a sense diagnosed with Parkinson's, because the burden is shared, not necessarily equally, but you're definitely sharing the burden of that. And it's not an easy row to hoe, to use a phrase and you can hear in Lou's voice the emotion,
yes,
of thinking back and watching your loved one decline. But I believe she was saying her nephew was diagnosed at 38. I was diagnosed at 40, and so not so much different. The difficulty, as Dr. Chuchi can attest, with this disease is it is fairly individual, and so there's not one pill or one therapy or one surgical procedure that fits all and cures all. Okay, I won't use the word cure, but manages your symptoms perfectly. And so it is establishing a relationship with a really good movement disorder specialist, and really good in terms of you have to find someone who's available to you on a consistent basis, who comes with good referral and whatnot, and it's not easily done. You know, we hear all the time of people saying, "Well, I tried to make an appointment with my neurologist, and I got one 6 months out," and that can be really frustrating to just suffer for six more months when you could have some easing of your symptoms with appropriate medication or perhaps again, in the case of deep brain stimulation surgery, people don't like to look at elective brain surgery as a first option, and I wouldn't advise that as a first option. But my experience is that it's much less of a significant procedure than you think in terms of how much of a good response you could potentially have and how long you can live with a good response to deep brain stimulation surgery. So I know that's way off the question, but but it's just, you know, it's so important to have a lot of pieces working for you, a good movement disorder specialist, not just a neurologist, but someone who's really focused on movement disorder, a good support group, and then trying to do what you can for yourself. Because just to close the point about your significant other and your immediate family, the difficulty is if you live in a negative space all the time, where everything is negative, everything is clouded by Parkinson's, you in effect drive away your significant other, and so it's so important, as Claire said, to be positive and to maintain as much of an upbeat attitude as you can, just because then you're easier to be around, you're easier to be taken care of.
Excellent points. I want to thank you so much for those points. And I want to go back before we get to the end of the program. I want to go back to the events that are coming up, and then maybe we'll have time to take another question or so, because I think it's important. These are wonderful opportunities for people to actually have a lot of fun and help raise some money for some great causes here. And Amanda, let's go back. As a matter of fact, Connie Carpenter and Taylor Finney will be at the gala.
Hey, Taylor's speaking.
Yeah, Taylor's our keynote speaker, and we are so thrilled to have them at the event. It's going to be a really special night, and I actually haven't met Taylor or Connie myself, so I'm excited to meet them. And Davis, it's good to talk to you on the phone. We are also having Axel Merckx, who's a well-known person in the cycling world as well. Gary Fisher, who's the father of mountain biking. Alan Lim and Robbie Ventura, a whole lineup of exciting, wonderful cyclists to talk to. So again, that's Friday, October 9th, supporting the Bike Fed. We're a statewide bike advocacy organization with headquarters in Madison and an office in Milwaukee. And we provide programs and events to help cyclists know safety and share the road, both drivers and cyclists. And we're trying to make Wisconsin the best place in the country to bike. And I think we're on our way there. So,
and so, again, the event is Friday night. Location?
Sarah's Cycling Headquarters on Verona Road in Madison from 6 to 10 p.m.
And then the Davis-Finney Victory Summit is Saturday, October 10th, and that is filled. But, Davis, there are going to be chances for people to get CDs?
Yes. We're going to tape all of the presenters and have a DVD accessible for free online through the website. And I won't stop the website because so many we've had so many numbers and letters given out that even I'm confused. But you can find me, just Google my name and you'll find me.
Davis Finney, that's the way to do it. And and then, of course, the event on the Moving Forward Bike Ride and Walk, which is coming up on that would be on Sunday.
Sunday the 11th, yeah. And there's three distances for people who want to do the ride, 100 kilometers, 28 miles, and 14 miles. And the shorter rides, I believe, lap Lake Waukesha.
Ah.
That this event was developed by one of my old teammates and best friends, Tom Schuler, who lives in Waukesha, and he and the brother of my old team manager Jim Akowitz, his brother Bill, have put together this event, kind of to honor me, but more to it befits the weekend and the theme of cycling and raising awareness with Parkinson's and whatnot. And so there's also a walk component, and I'd love to have people come out and join us and, just make it a real festival of cycling and public awareness for Parkinson's and support of ongoing efforts in Wisconsin and nationwide over the course of the whole weekend.
Davis, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry.
And Dr. Michelle Chuchi, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And also Amanda White, thank you so much as well. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Lots of great events coming up, not this weekend, but the next weekend, starting on Friday with the Bike Federation Gala on Friday at the Sarah's Bike Federation. It's the Sarah's Bike Federation Gala on Friday the 9th in Madison, and then over to Milwaukee for Saturday and Sunday. Appreciate having our three guests with us today to talk about Parkinson's disease, and I hope we have big turnouts at all of those events. Thank you so much again for being with us. Well, coming up, we're going to switch gears with you now. Coming up, we're going to take a look at 4-H, National 4-H Week, and so we'll be talking with a couple of three guests, as a matter of fact, Tim Tallon back to talk with us about 4-H, and a couple of youngsters who are involved, Ellie and Hannah Craig, who are with Dane County 4-H. They're members there, and they'll be talking about their experiences with 4-H as well, here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.